And we're back here at the bank, TCF Bank Stadium, the campus of the U of M. Eric Nelson, Wally Langfellow with you, Minnesota Score Radio. They've been kind enough here in Dinkytown to let us take a glimpse of TCF Bank Stadium. They opened their doors for us, so we do thank them for that. We heard from Eric Decker earlier, Gophers outstanding wideout.
We'll have some, you know what we're going to do? We're going to do something a little different this week. If you go to minnesotascore.com, we've got our photographer here, Tony Langfellow. We're going to put some photos up. You can actually see the same view that we're looking at, you and I are looking at right now as we do the show. So you might want to go just kind of go over. If you're sitting at your computer now and you got the radio on, go on over, go to minnesotascore.com, and you can get a look at what we're looking at right now. And you can listen to the show that way. How's that?
That's a good
idea. How's that for technology?
I like that. That you're moving with the times.
Yeah,
you're fluid.
We try to be technologically current, if not advanced. Current anyway.
Well, I tell you what, it changes at warp speed these days.
Yes, it does.
When I think I've stayed up with things, it changes. But no, that's a good idea. And we may even in this segment get some music in the background from that Golden Gopher band, which is
going through
a practice session as we do our show.
I think we will. And did the baton twirler, did she disappear?
Yeah, I don't see her, but I sure see a lot of band members.
Yeah, right, well, band members here, but I know that
so like we said earlier, this is just as much their stadium as it is the football teams. They have their own locker room.
The band?
Yes.
Does? Wow.
So if you want band interviews, make sure you go to the band locker room.
Wow. Are you banned from that locker room?
I probably will be now that I've been working with you. And you dropped that pun.
Oh, dear. All right. While the band is getting ready to march and play, why don't we talk some Vikings. You and I were at the preseason home opener against the Kansas City Chiefs. We saw Brett Favre in his debut. I don't know what the expectations were from the outside of his debut, but, you know, it's pretty much as expected. Didn't really play that much, didn't throw that much. I think that the expectations will be much higher as things march on, particularly now that he will have an entire week of practice under his belt as opposed to a couple of days.
Yeah, I think it was a throwaway game. I mean, let's face it, he got into the Twin Cities on Tuesday. He had that whirlwind week, the jet ride with Ziggy, the SUV ride with Chili, and, you know, all the media attention, the helicopter. And, you know,
that's ridiculous.
It was just absurd. And I think, really, he just wanted to get out there and get that part of it over with. But the hype's not going to subside this week because they play Monday night against Houston, and ESPN has the game. And we know that ESPN has been given to a little hyperbole in the past, and I think they're going to build this thing way up. It's been reported that Brett's going to play the first half. So, look, if he comes out, has a good first half, everybody's going to be happy.
Yep.
But if he looks sluggish again, the naysayers, the critics are going to start circling and say, uh-oh, he's 40 years old, and he's rusty, and he's dusty, and what have the Vikings done? Now, again, it's preseason. None of it will count. But the third preseason game is a good gauge in the NFL. That's usually when the starters play the most. The fourth one is another throwaway game. So this Texans game, I think, will be a good, you know, trial balloon to see what Brett Favre can do.
The fourth game you think is a throwaway game because they're trying to keep guys from getting injured? Is that
pretty much
the thought?
Pretty much.
And maybe putting guys out there for final cuts to see who's going
right.
to be able to. All right. Because I was wondering why the fourth game would be a throwaway. But that makes sense, I guess, if you're talking about what you're trying to do as a football team prior to the regular season. Yeah, well, maybe we'll see first stringers the whole first half. Will you see Adrian Peterson? You know, I think you got to see Adrian Peterson the whole first half, too, though, to get a correct gauge on what you're going to see out of Brett Favre because, you know, let's face it, he is one of the main reasons that Favre decided that this is a good place to come and play another year of football because you got a guy back there that you can depend on. And if he's not back there, you know, then they can start keying on the pass. Maybe, and then they can start, you know, rushing him where maybe they wouldn't have done before, or blitz when they wouldn't have done before, or, you know, defend the pass differently. And so let's hope that they decide, if in fact Favre is going to play that whole first half, that they decide that Adrian Peterson is going to be part of it too.
Yeah, I think Adrian Peterson wants more touches. I think, you know, I understand why they don't want him to carry the ball a lot, but he's not wired that way. And this guy wants to run the ball 20 times in a preseason game, and he doesn't want to run out of bounds either. He wants to run over guys. He wants to dole out the punishment.
You better learn that one. Robert Smith can show him that.
Yeah. Well, and even Chuck Foreman has told that to you and I, you know, that just there's a time and a place for being Earl Campbell, and there's a time and a place for being Franco Harris. Now, look at Franco Harris. Say what you want about him, but he lasted a long time. I think he had self-preservation in mind.
No, he did.
He's a Hall of Famer. He had a great career, but he had that reputation for, instead of, you know, initiating contact, he would tiptoe out of bounds and live for another down.
Well, Robert Smith did that. I mean, Robert Smith.
Yes.
Now, Robert Smith's career was relatively short, but he was basically on top his entire career. He never was one of those running backs whose skills faded down the stretch and then who just kind of faded, did the Emmett Smith out of football. You know, he was basically on top when he left, a la, you know, Jim Brown type of thing.
Yeah, he walked away and he never came back. I mean, it's pretty clear Robert Smith is done. I guess Barry Sanders is in that same boat too. Barry Sanders had a lot of gas left in his tank.
No question. No doubt about it. So I think that Adrian Peterson will learn that as he gets more and more experience in the NFL.
But yeah, Adrian, he's still the guy. You know, I think we touched on it last week. To me, you know, Brett Favre's getting all this attention, and that's great, but he's not their best offensive player. It is Adrian Peterson, and
no question.
I liken the situation to when John Elway finally won his Super Bowls. He wasn't the Broncos' best offensive player when they won those two in a row. I think it was 32 and 33. It was Terrell Davis. He finally had a big-time back who could take some of the pressure off of Elway, and they both worked well together. And that's what Brett Favre has here, and a lot of bells and whistles on this Vikings offense. But this Texans game should be interesting.
No question. All right. We need to talk Twins at least briefly. They got on a little bit of a roll. They went into Kansas City and swept the Royals. Took a series from Baltimore here at home. Texas in this weekend. You know, now it's going to be a different story with the Rangers because the Rangers are in the hunt for a playoff spot. I mean, they're still chasing the Boston Red Sox, but they are in the wild card hunt. And I think they're like, I don't know what, four. It's kind of varied, four, five, six games behind the Angels, depending on which day you look at the standings. But in any case, I think it's going to be a little different playing the Rangers. The Rangers are a better team this year. I mean, this is, you know, the Texas Rangers, we had this discussion before. I don't believe the Rangers have ever been to the postseason. I know they've never been to the World Series.
Well, they've been to the playoffs.
They played
the Yankees one year, I remember. I think it's once or twice as either a wild card or a division winner. I know they haven't been to the series.
All right, that's it. That having been said, however, this is a unique opportunity down in Texas for baseball.
I like their ball club. I mean, they're kind of fun to watch. You know, Nolan Ryan's running the show now, and you know, you can't argue with what he did as a pitcher, and he knows, you know, he changed the culture of pitching down there because they've never had pitching.
Right.
Ron Washington, I'm glad he stuck by him because he's a good baseball man, former Twin, and I think what you're seeing now is Ron Washington is comfortable
Does he still smoke in the locker room?
I don't know if Nolan allows that. The only smoke they allow is when Nolan Ryan throws that fastball.
I'll never forget that. It was one of the first times I ever in a Twins locker room back in the early 80s. And I walk in there as an intern at the time. It was like 82 or something. And I walk in there, and there's Ron Washington after the game lighting up a heater.
What's funny about baseball, you used to see that quite a bit.
Oh, yeah?
I think they don't allow that anymore. But
no.
Richie Allen on the cover of SI with a cigarette one year.
Yes. Richie, call me Dick.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, anyway, I think you make a good point. I think that the Rangers are a changed team. The pitching emphasis has changed. I really like their third baseman, Michael Young. I mean, he is, you know, he's become one of the top offensive threats in the American League from that position. I mean, believe me, as on and off the injured deck that Joe Creedy has been this year, the Twins would love to have a guy like Michael Young day in and day out playing third base.
Well, he's a great player. And I think it's good for Major League Baseball to have a team like the Rangers, you know, in the playoff hunt. I am not one who wants to see the Yankees and Red Sox every year. To be honest, that bores me. I love the fact the Colorado Rockies are making a run now at the LA Dodgers. The Rockies were 15 and a half games out,
yes,
I don't know, 6-7 weeks ago, and now they're right there knocking on the door. And when I was in Denver a couple of weeks ago, I heard the Jim Tracy show on their station, KOA, out there, and I just listened to it, and you know, I was just casually listening, driving back to Minnesota. But, you know, I was really impressed with his baseball knowledge, and this is his third stop. You know, he was a manager of the Dodgers and the Pirates. Now he's with the Rockies, and just seemed like a baseball guy who really had a lot of brains behind what he does. So that situation with the Rockies is fun to watch right now.
Yeah, no question. And I think it's, you know, paralleled in some ways. Of course, they're making more of a run. Texas has kind of been there all year. Actually, Texas was in first for quite a while. The Angels got healthy and passed them and have been there. But I see that in general, the parallel, having those teams in the hunt. As far as your Twins, like I said, I mean, you know what? The schedule favors them down the stretch. They've got more home games than not. Which, in general, they have played very well at home. You know, if they can continue to win series now, not just win games, but win series, they're going to be in it right till the end. The White Sox have kind of hit some bumps in the road lately. The Twins, I think, are going to pass. You know, stay past them as this the rest of the season marches on. You know, it's not even September yet. Let's face it.
There's a lot left.
It's hard to write anybody off.
No, and that's where I give the Twins credit. They never say no moss. They never wave a white flag. They will battle. And I think, you know, we got into that last week. I don't really think they're going to win the division. I still don't think they have enough pitching to overtake Detroit. I think Detroit has a better rotation. And they get enough out of Fernando Rodney in the closer role to make it happen. But that said, I know the Twins will battle and they will scrap. That's their MO. And give them credit. They got basically off the tarp in Kansas City. By sweeping the Royals, they got a little bit of mojo. And you knew when they came back to see the Orioles that they probably were going to have some wins there because the Orioles are not very good.
Right. And what they've gotten, and what we need to wrap up after this, a lot of comeback victories. And I think that really shows a sign that this team is going to hang in there till the end. Whether they win this division or not, I don't know, because I think Detroit is deeper pitching-wise. I think the Tigers are probably going to win the division. But I'm not going to write the Twins off just because they've got a few guys that have been there before, and they have, you know, three of the best players in baseball with Morneau, Maurer, and Joe Nathan in the bullpen. All right, we need to send some thanks out to our great sponsors here on Minnesota Score Radio and remind you to visit our website, which is minnesotascore.com, home to the Minnesota Score magazine. We invite you to subscribe to the Minnesota Score. It's a perfect gift for the Minnesota sports fan. Brett Favre on the cover of the newest issue, which is out right now. So go to minnesotascore.com and you too can subscribe to the four-color, all-color, only sports magazine for the state of Minnesota. That is minnesotascore.com.
All right, very good. We'll FedEx out those thank yous. One goes to Eric Decker, Gophers, a tremendous wide receiver, and also to all of our other guests this week. Rocky gets a thank you. Our studio audience gets a thank you. Of course, Wally Langfellow, yours truly, Eric Nelson, saying so long from the U of M. And a big thanks, a big shout out to the Gophers for letting us do the show this week inside the bank. And boy, is it a gem. We are Minnesota Score Radio, your maroon and gold ticket.